ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Maseches Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin. On top of the Amid, the Gemara declares a shayla hizid b'shvuah sapikadoin v'hisrubay. He was amazed and he swore falsely and saying he didn't have the pikadoin, and they gave him asra. The shayla Gemara is ma'u. Do we say the zechi of carbon? Do we say the zechi of malchus? Do we say the zechi of both malchus and carbon? The Gemara speaks out, given the chiddushu, since it's a chiddush, the bechol ha'tarik le'ashkan meizid the meisi carbon, and kol ha'tarik kula, the chiv of a carbon is usually on a shaygeg, not on a meizid. V'ocha meisi carbon over here, by shvuas ha'pikadon, even though he's a meizid, he still brings a carbon. So lo'ishno asrube, lo'ishno le'asrube. There's no nafkamina whether he had asra or not. There should be a chiv carbon, even by asra. Oy dilma, maybe, hani mili, maybe the only chiv carbon is hechad le'asrube. When there's no asra, v'heichad asrube, milka loki, carbon le'maisi. Maybe when there's asra, you get malchus and not carbon. Oy dilma, third side the Gemara has, ha avdina. Maybe mechuyev both a carbon and a chiyev malchus. In other words, the Gemara has three tzadim. Either the chiyev behizeh b'shvuas ha'pikadoin is only a carbon, or the chiyev is only malchus, or there's a chiyev for carbon and malchus. On the last side of the Gemara, that the chiyev would be both carbon and malchus, the Ritva asks a shtar kakasha. We know there's a klal that learns out from the pasuk k'dei rishosay mishum risha achas atu mechayvoy v'yatu mechayvoy mishum shtei rishoyes. You only chayev one einish and not two einshim. So frek the Ritva. So how could you? The Gemara have a tzad to say you chayev both carbon and malchus. Zok the Ritva teretz. Pirush, he says, Legabi carbon, chula gavoya, loy darshin on viata machaiva ishte rishois. Legabi carbon, which is legavoya, which is heg, kotchim, we don't dash in the drosha of beis rishois. Pashtus, the Ritva means to say that the reason why by carbon and malchus there's no din of rishachas at machaiva is because a carbon is a kapara. Carbon, which is a kapara, does not become potter midin kom le bedramine. Kain, what Taisus says in Ksubis, Naflam and Amabes, the Gabi Tashlume Truma, if a zar eats it b'shoigeg, that it doesn't potter from the chiyuvim that on b'teres kapara. A chiyuv that's b'teres kapara, there's no din of kom le bedramine to say that you're potter. The stipler in the Kilos Yankim, Simon Chavches, asks a very stark shaila. If that's what the Ritva means, so then why did you say Fakert? Say that the carbon patters the Malchus. You can't get Shtei Rishoyos. If you dash in the Pasik, so Enochanami, you can't become potter from a carbon, because a carbon is the Chapara, but once you have a Chi of carbon, that should patter the Chi of Malchus. Al Korcha, the Kavan of the Ritva is not because carbon is Materis Kapara, but because since the chiyuv carbon is something which is not risha mesur lebezdin, so there's no din of kom lebedramine. That's the Ritva's lashon that he says legabi carbon shulegavaya loy darshinon kidei rishase. Since a carbon is legavaya, it's not a risha mesur lebezdin. It's a schayv legavaya, so it doesn't have that halacha of shtei rishoyes mishum rishachas and mechayvay viat mechayvay shtei rishoyes. That's only in a rishoyes, that's only in einshim that a mesur is lebezin to be managed them. Over there, the Torah is Megalan told us that you can only give one einshim, you can't give two einshim. The Lashon Yerushalmi, the stipler brings in Trumas in Reish Perek Zayin, says shnei dvar mesur lebezin atoifes echad mehen. If Bezin has two opportunities for einshim in the same act, in the same time, so they give only one. Yotze dover shum mosul l'shamayim. Something which is mosul l'shamayim and einish like a carbon, even if it's not necessarily the fact that it's b'teres kapara, but since it's given l'shamayim, so therefore you can't give both einshim. The stipler asks, Kasha b'shem sefer Machne Levi. He has Enochanami. A carbon will not become potter. You chayev both a carbon and lachayish. We chayev also malchus. But lachayish, he brings a raya from a Tosim Sochem that we see that a carbon is never niftar als kom lebedramine. There's no din kom lebedramine by a carbon. What is he talking about? There's a the Gemara in Sochem Daf Chav Tes talks about somebody who's oichel chametz shel hegdish b'moed. Somebody eats chametz of hegdish that on Yom Tov. So l'chayr is chayiv karis v'achilas chametz, and he's also being moel behegdish. Is he moel or not? So one man number says he's moel, and yeshayim loy moel.
The Gemara says, who's the Yeshayim that says there's no Mila? Om Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akani. It's a famous Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana that he made Ayis is Yemi Kippurim Kishlabis Tashlumin. Mashabis Mishchai ben Nav Shei Potim Tashlumin. Av Yemi Kippurim Mishchai ben Nav Shei Potim Tashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's famous Shita is that just like the din of Kamle bin Rabbi Minei on a Misas Bezdin, if you Mechal Shabbos and Zachi of Mammon is a Ptur of Kamle bin Rabbi Minei, there's also a Ptur of Kamle bin Rabbi Minei and a Chi of Karis. He's Ayis Yemi Kippurim Kishabis. The male over here with the Zachi of Kares al Sachilas Chametz, that's going to be a tour of Kamle Bedramine on the Chiyuv of Me'ilah. Now, Rashi and Tosis both Bavarn. L'chayr over here, it's talking about a case of a Shaygig. You're not Shaygig, there's no tour of Kamle Bedramine. So Rashi says that it's not a Kasha that he's talking about a Shaygig, because it says a Me'ilah, because that's a toy, the Kasha. Because L'gabi Chametz, you're amazing. L'gabi Hegdish, you're a Shaygig. He didn't know it was Hegdish, but he knew it was Chametz. So Memele Gabi Chametz is amazed at his Chayiv Karis. He did amazed at his Chayiv Karis. And that patters the Chiyuv Me'ilo mitzad Achilas Hegdish B'Shoigeg. That's how Rashi learns. But Tosfos says, even though it's talking about B'Shoigeg, there's still Tali in the Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, because we hold like Chizkiah. Chizkiah holds by Chayiv Mises Bezdin that if you were a Shoigeg, Chayiv Mises Shoigeg, also patter in the Tashlumin. The din of Komle B'Drabinei, even if you're not actually chayiv misa, because it wasn't done b'meizah, it was only done b'shoigeg. That's called chayiv misa shoigegin. Taisa shtel su, just like you say chayiv misa shoigegin and misa b'nei shamayim, you say chayiv misa shoigegin by chorus, also the fear of Nechunya ben Akana. And mail the Gemara is geshmak, that the Gemara says that the manda omra that says leimal is of Nechunya ben Akana that patters you from me'ilah mitzadidin of kamle b'draminei. Even if you wouldn't be chayiv koris because it wasn't amazed, still you'd have the din of chayiv and misa shayigin. But Tosfos asks, hikshirivo, that why it'd be potter for me'ilah, from karb me'ilah, as kom ne'bedramine, he brings, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that if you might see oichlin bikli, if you take out oichlin, the keli, from Rosh Hashanah to Shas Rabim, if you're a shoygeg in the oichlin, and you're amazed, like Gabi the keli, so you chayiv in the oichlin, makarb chatas, you mechal Shabbos b'shoygeg, you did the melach of Eitzah b'shoygeg, like Gabi the oichlin, but like Gabi the kli, you'll be chayiv skila, because it was amazed. So you see, Kamle B'Drabinei is not pater from a carbon. So just like we see in that Gemara, they can be chayev misa for the hitzah of a keli on Shabbos, and be chayev a carbon for the hitzah of the oichlin on Shabbos, which was done b'shegeg, and we don't say Kamle B'Drabinei is pater from a carbon. So Frektosis is now Gemara and the Gemara M'sachim, how could you say the din of Loimal is a corner of Rechunim and Yekana, and because of the din of Kamle B'Drabinei, the chayev Kamle B'Drabinei does not pater from a carbon b'chlal. And fit Tosfos, and this from this is where it's the kasha now sugya. Tosfos answers, kiven the pater mikarem v'chaimish, since the kam lebedramine, since it's going to pater in the sugya of achilas chametz on yom tov, it's going to be pater mikarem v'chaimish. So pater as kam lebedramine, so pater nami be carbon, you be pater a carbon also. She'ain oshem milas bo el k'sheish karem v'chaimish. The oshem milas only comes when there is a karem v'chaimish, and since there's no karem v'chaimish because of tour of kam lebedramine, so male there won't be a carbon either. So I bazoi lefi Tosfos and Psachim frekta sefer Machane Halevi. So I bazoi over here also it should be shver. Enochanami the kamle b'drabinei maybe wouldn't pater. You wouldn't say mishum shtei rishoyis, and therefore there should not be a chiyuv carbon. But since the kamle b'drabinei the chiyuv over here of vashuas habikadon should pater mekaren v'chaimish. And male, there won't be an osham. Say kamle b'drabinei legavi p'tur of karen v'chaimish. That's what Tosfos says over there. And male, if there's a p'tur of karen v'chaimish, and male, there won't be a chiyuv osham either. So male, we can get out of the carbon. Get out of the carbon not because of a direct kamle b'drabinei mitzad malchus and carbon. But if there is no karen v'chaimish, so then there's a male. There's no din carbon. So over here, take away the chiyuv the karen v'chaimish. If there's no chaimish, you take away the chaimish. For sure, there'll be a p'tur al shtei rishoyis. Once the p'tur of on the chaimish, the male, there won't be any more a chiyuv carbon either. So the Steibel wants to answer the question. He says that legabi the chiyuv osham, you don't need the shbichayv v'chaimish. All you need is Mechayev Karen. So he's Mechalik. Over there in the Sugim Sochim, Legabi Me'ilah, there's no Chiyev Karen at all. Because since it's a Chiyev Kores, as Achilas Chometz, that's a tour on the Chiyev Karen of the Achilas Hegdish, Mitzad Kamle B'Drabinei. There's no Chiyev Karen.
the only tzad over there is to be chayev a carbon. So the kavli b'drabnei is going to pater you from the chaimish over there, and the mele and mechem chaimish. Once the mechem chaimish, no carbon either. That's what Tosfos means, that you'll be pater from a carbon. But over here in our sugya, vadi going to be chayev to pay the keren machmas the pikadon. There's no tzad not to pay back the pikadon. The keren yechayev. The only tzad to be pater from any moment is over here is also the chaimish. So ain't a chanami, you'll be potter from the chaimish. But if you potter from the chaimish, that's not going to say that you're potter from the carbon asham. You'll still be chayim in the carbon asham because you're still mechuyev in the keren. So in Mela, that's the tzad in the Gemara by us. The tzad in the Gemara is that you could be chayev both malchus and carbon. Ah, you're tining and k'dei rishase, that the ritva told us, k'dei rishase is not a p'tur, because we don't dash in mishim rishas at mechayvay when it's not a ainish hamasur lebezdin. Ah, the avodas halevi asked the kasha, that they asked that how come you don't say that once the p'tur in the keren, I'm sorry, the machne levi asked the kasha, once the p'tur in the keren, so mail the carbon, once the p'tur in the keren, automatically the carbon is off. That's not true, because there's no p'tur in the keren here, but Shua Safi Kodin. Taisim Sach was talking about, in the case of Achilas Chametz, the Anyam Tiv, where Takin is not going to be Achiv of Keren, as Kamli Ben Ramane, and it's also not going to be Achiv of Chaimish. Once no Keren of Chaimish, so mail there's no carbon. But the Iker Nikud over there was that there's no Keren, not because there's no Chaimish. There's no Keren, so there's no Achiv of a carbon Asham. And by Shua Safi Kodin, where there is a chiyuv keren, so there will be a chiyuv of a carbon asham. And mele, it's not shver, it's not a stira from Taisis imsachem. I say fan for the stipla our gemara. It comes out, we learned two yesoides. One yesoid we learned is from the Ritva that the din of k'dei rishasim shem rishachs and mechayvoy viat mechayv shtei rishoyes does not apply to carbon. And mele, the gemara can have a tzad to say yechayv a carbon and malchus. And also we learned that Taisis imsachem that said that by oichel chametz v'mayed of Hegdish, that there's no Me'ila because of Kamlei B'Dramine, and Taisa says the reason why it's Kamlei B'Dramine is not directly on a P'tur of the carbon, but because of the P'tur of the Karen V'Chaimish, and in Me'ila there's no carbon, the Iker was that there's no Karen. If there's no Karen, so then there won't be a Chiyuv carbon. Ma'sheng, Ma'shua, Sabikon, when there's always a Chiyuv Karen, in Me'ila there will be always a Chiyuv carbon also. Another Nakuda that's important to be mentioned in Gabi the Gemara Shaila is the Rishash's Kasha. The Rishash asks a gevaldige kasha here. It says the Gemara declares, "Hizi b'shvuas ha'pikadon v'isrubay, is there malchus? Is there carbon? Is there malchus and carbon? Why did the Gemara declare the shayla only over here? L'maisa Rabbi Yechonah holds, and we pass like that, that hizi belav v'shogag b'kores is considered a shogeg and is chayv achatis. If you mezel legabi the lav and your shogeg legabi the chi of kores, the halach is you bring a carbon. That's the din. You chayv achatis. The Gemara says mefurish and Shabbos nafsamach tes." So Melig Marsha Claire over there, where it's Asr Bela Malchus, if you get Malchus, you don't bring a carbon, or you may be a carbon, you don't get Malchus. The same Shaila could be even Alima de Munbaz that holds that Hizid Bikaris, if you shake a big carbon, is a Shkog, and you bring a carbon. So what's the Gabi Malchus? You have the same Shaila. Why did we only clear the Shaila here by Shvua Sapi Kodin? So Rishash Tain is that it's mashmin the Gemara, if you mdaik the Loshin, that be'etzim you should get Malchus always. In a case of like a case where there's Malchus and carbon, be'emes you should get Malchus. It's just that sad to have a carbon and not Malchus and Shua Safi Kodin is because the Chiddushu. B'chol HaTorah li'ashchan mezid ma'isi carbon. All in Kol HaTorah kulo, we never find a mezid that brings a carbon. Only b'shoigeg. V'hocha ma'isi carbon. Over here, bring a carbon. So it makes no difference whether it was Asra and there's a Chiyah Malchus or there isn't Asra and there's no Chiyah Malchus. Either way, the Chiyah should only be a carbon and not Malchus. Which is mashma that the Alma, not in the case of Shvuah Sapikadoin, where it's a Chiddush, and Kol HaTorah kulo, where we don't find the mezid brings a carbon. The din taka would be that you have to get taka malchus and not a carbon. It's only over here where it's a chiddush that you chayv a carbon mezid. So a mail is that's not to say you have to bring the carbon and there's no chiyav malchus. When kol tara kula mezid gomer is not chayv a carbon, it's pashut to get malchus. So l'chayr da'avana the Rishash says is because the tzad is not as kamli bedramine that malchus pats from the carbon. But kapar is no kamli bedramine. So, like Taisis Msachim, Daf Choftes, we mentioned before. It's just a Svarav that there's an Einish here. If there's an Einish, you don't have to bring a carbon. Einish Malchus has a Kapara. And Mela, when there's an Einish, there's no Chi of carbon. Over here, Fakert. Over here, the Tzad to say that you bring a carbon, there's no Malchus, is because since there's a Chi of carbon, even by a Mezid, Al Karchach, the carbon of a Shua Safi Kodain, is not Bateris Kapara, it's Einish.
So you already have the einish with the carbon and male that patas and the malchus. It says in kol haTorah kula, where the carbon is a kapar, and zokal mebedramine avadi. Once you have an einish, the einish is the malchus. That's the ikar einish. So you don't have to bring a carbon. The einish malchus includes a kapara. But and the carbon is not a kapara. It's not einish. Carbon is a kapara. Mashenke by Shavuos HaBikkurim, where you see that there's a chi of carbon, even if it's memezid al karchach, the carbon is b'teiras einish. If it's b'teiras einish, so mele you already have one einish. Maybe over here the einish of carbon is sufficient, and mele there's no malchus. The Chazinish says a gevaldig chiddush. The Chazinish says that in the case of hizid belav, if you're mezil gabi the lav and you're shayil gabi karis, even though the din is that you bring a carbon, yichayv achatz, it's called a shaygeg, but he says partially you bring a carbon, you don't get malchus. Why? Because if you mechayv a carbon, that means you consider that a shaygeg. The fact that you're shayil gabi karis is a din of a shaygeg. And maybe you can't mechayv malchus. Malchus is only on mezid. You can't be considered a mezid and a shaygeg the same thing. So if the Torah considers you a shayil gabi the chiyuv carbon, al karchi, you're a shaygeg. Once you're a shaygeg, then there can't be a chi of malchus. So it's pashut that the din would be that you're being carbon and you're not going to be like it. Because if we consider you a shaygeg, then you're a shaygeg. You can't be both a shaygeg and a mezid. Mil, that's the terence that Rishash's kasha. The Gemara is not misuping in the kol Torah kula because it's pashut that you won't get malchus. You have a din of a shaygeg. It's only in Shavuos HaBikkurim which you chayv a carbon also on a mezid. So then the Gemara declares, do you bring a carbon or you like it? That's the Shaila. That's how the Chazanish understood that the Shaila is only local in our sugi, it's not everywhere else. But L'chayr, the Achreinim ask on the Chazanish that it's a stira from a Rash in Maseches Trumas. He brings you Rishalmi in Perek Vav Maseches Trumas Locha Aleph that says, Beferish, Hizit Balaz and Shogak Bekores, and the Hisruba, you gave him Hasra, you get Malchus and maybe Carbon. So you see, it could be considered a Mezid Legabe Malchus, and you can be considered a Shogak Legabe Carbon, exactly if I cared from the Chazanish to gone. You see that you could be both. It's not a stira. One's not a stira to the other. You could be if you gave Masra the Gabi the love. So and he did the love, so he gets Malchus also that. What about the carbon? He was a shaygeg. Gabi the carbon, he's a shaygeg, so he brings a carbon. It's not a stira, one to the other. I saw in the Sefer Teres Shmuel, Itaka brings this Chazanish and he brings the Kasha on from the Rash from the Yerushalmi, and he says that he sent the Shail to Chaim Kanievsky. He said, the words, I'm just quoting his words, Kubit is a machlek is Bavli Yerushalmi in this regard. The Chazanish medayik from our Bavli that the Gemara. Why did the Gemara declare the Shaila in a regular case of Hizid Balav and Shogeg Bekares? Why did they declare the Shaila only by Shavuos HaBikkurim? Al Karcha Tak the Bavli argues with Yerushalmi, and the Bavli holds that you can't be considered a Shogeg Legabi Karben and a Mezid Legabi Malchus at the same time. And in Echanami, the Yerushalmi is fakert from the Chazanish, but the machlek is the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That's what he said. Chaim Kanievsky answered him in a letter. Okay, it's a very stark or another important nekuda in the sugya is the Rishayim's kasha regarding Shavuos HaEdus. Rashi and Taisvis both bavarn that the Gemara only declares the shaylef is a chi of carbon or a chi of malchus or a chi of carbon and malchus by Shavuos HaBikkurim. Why didn't the Gemara declare by Shavuos HaEdus? And Shavuos HaEdus is also chayev mezid kashoygeg. So why didn't you declare the shaila? Is there malchus, or is it carbon, or both, by Shavuos HaEdus? Rashi learns that the reason why the Gemara doesn't declare by Shavuos HaEdus is because the Asra is not vadai. You don't know if he knows Edus or not. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says that no, we could have a case of Hasra's vadai by Shavuos HaEdus, but the reason why by Shavuos HaEdus there's no malchus, you can't declare the shaila of malchus and carbon is because you can't know for sure if they're mezidim or not. They could say they forgot. So since you can't know for sure the mezidim, and in that case you won't have a malchus. So therefore the Gemara declares only the shaila in Shavuos HaBikkurim and not in Shavuos HaEdus. According to the Rambam, L'cher should come out another reason why the Gemara only declares the shaila in Shavuos HaBikkurim. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Tes, Aloch Yudalit, says that Kalmokim Shamarnu Potem Shavuos HaEdus, Aval Chayiv Shavuos Bitui. Normally, whenever you Potem Shavuos HaEdus, you still Chayiv, doesn't meet the Gedarim of Shavuos HaEdus, there's still a Chiyuv for swearing falsely for Shavuos Bitui. But he says that's only Vushin Nishbai Shon Omein, Imishbiya Acher, Sharinishbal Sheker, because you swore falsely. Avala mechuyev b'shvuas ha'edus, says the Rambam, where there is a chiyev of shvuas ha'edus, afal pishu nishbal sheker, even though he also, it's a false shvua, v'afal pishu mezid, and even though he's a mezid, einoi chayv mishum shvuas bitui, you're not chayv al shvuas bitui, ela mishum shvuas ha'edus bilvad. The chiyev is only al shvuas ha'edus. And this is a previous sugin of Chofei, the Rambam Fir Zois, and says, Shari HaKosuv hoitzi shvuas ha'edus michlal shvuas bitui. The Torah was mitzi shvuas ha'edus from the chiyev of shvuas bitui, l'chayev ha'mezer b'shoigeg b'korban v'lei b'malkus. By shvuas ha'edus, the Torah was mechayev, even if you're a mezid, a korban, normally only chayev a korban b'shoigeg, the same chiddush we had b'shvuas ha'pikada and the shvuas ha'edus, and the chiv is a carbon and not malchus. Shnemer la'achas mehena. There's a pasuk. B'min echa b'minei shvuas at mechayv anishba. You only chayv one of the type of chiyuvim in shvuas. Ve'iat mechayv b'shnei minim. You can't be mechayv in two minim. At shi'achayv b'din shvuas edus u'b'din shvuas bitui. You can't be chayv both for shvuas edus and for shvuas bitui. You can only be chayv for one. The pasuk la'achas mehena is megalatos that when there's a chiyuv of shvuas ha'edus, there's no chiyuv of shvuas bitui. This is really a third mahalach in the sugya earlier in the Daf Chofei from two other mahalachim in the Rishayim. But the Rambam is learning that it's a gzeiras hakosev that is only a chiyuv of shvuas ha'edus and not shvuas bitui. And memela, you learn from la'achas that when the chiyuv is for shvuas ha'edus, you'll be chayv a carbon and you'll be put even from malchus. So if there's no chiyuv malchus by shvuas ha'edus, it's clear from this pasuk. So then it is nothing to clear by shvuas ha'edus. You only have the shaila in shvuas ha'pikadain. But in shvuas ha'edus, it's not shver bechlal, because the shitz Rambam is that you learn from la'achas that shvuas ha'edus is mufka from shvuas bitui and it'll be potter from malchus. Remeir Simcha in the Arsameach in Hilchus, beginning Hilchus Shvuas, says another mahalach to explain why the Gemara only clears the Shaila in Shvuas HaPikadain and not in Shvuas HaEdus. He says that the Azhara, where the Torah says the Azhara of Shvuas HaPikadain is different than the Azhara of Shvuas HaEdus. The Azhara of Shvuas HaPikadain is from the Pasuk of Lo Yiseshakru Ish Ba'amisai. That's the lav, not to be Meshaker. And the Azhara of Shvuas Ha'edus, on the other hand, is from the lav of Lo Yiseshavu Bishmi LaShaker, not from the same pasuk. And there's a chilek that we'll explain in a moment what's the biggest say that will come out from where the Azhara is from. But Meir Simcha Dar Sameach says that the Gemara's Shaila, if you get Malchus or and a carbon, or only Malchus and not a carbon, only a carbon, is only where the Azhara is from the pasuk of Lo Yiseshakru. But by Shvuas Ha'edus, with Azhara is from Lo Yiseshav Bishmila Sheker, then there's no Shaila. He says, if the Azhara is from Lo Yiseshav Bishmila Sheker, so then you can't clear if Shvi Chayav Malchus in a carbon, because it's as if the Torah says specifically on this lav that you bring a carbon and there's no Malchus. The Torah was Megalatos, it's only a Chiyav carbon and not a Chiyav Malchus als this lav. The Ikra of the lav was only knit in Nilkais when there's no carbon. But in Malkim, that there's a carbon, there's no Malchus from this lav. Like by Shvuas Bitui. By Shvuas Bitui, you only bring a carbon, there's no Malchus mitzad the lav. It's only when there is no carbon, then there's Malchus. So by Shvuas Bitui, when there's no carbon, then there's Malchus. But when there's going to be a Chiyav carbon, there won't be a Chiyav Malchus. So what's our Gemara Shail? You could have possibly both. That's only by Shvuas HaPikadon, where the lav is from Leishi Shakru Ishba Misai, which is Azhar also, Mushman Piacher. On there, the Gemara declares maybe there's Malchus and also a carbon. And that's how it's Miyashiv, why the Gemara only declares the Shail by Shvuas HaPikadon and not Shvuas HaEdus. But the Pella on the Ar Sameach is that if the Azhara for carbon by Shvuas HaPikadon is from the pasuk of Lo Yiseshakru Ish Ba'amisai, so that's really a din, a lav, not to say sheker. That's not a din of Shvuas, Shvuah. The other pasuk, Lo Yiseshav Shmi LaSheker, is a lav Azhar of Shvuah. And the klal is that you can't be loikan a lav shein be'maisa. We pasuk in lav shein be'maisa, ain't loikan a lav.
The only exception to that is Shavuos. Shavuos Sheker or Shavuos Shav is Nisraba from the Pasik Vloyenake that you like it afa pishein by Maisa. But Malkus from if the Malkus is from Leisi Shakru, Ishba Misai, so then the Pasik, there's no Gilei Lechaira that there should be a Din Malkus from this Pasik. It's a Lav Shein by Maisa. So Lechaira is very schwer. How could you say that there's a Hara for by Shavuos HaPikadens from the Lav Leisi Shakru, Ishba Misai? Then the Lechaira should not be Malkus. Unless you have to say a chiddush that the pasuk vayinak is a gilu that you like on and any averus lav of a shvua, and then even an averus lav of leisa shakir ishma misa is also nichlal in that. It's also like it a lav, even though it's not directly azhara for a shvua l'sheker, not azhara for a shvua l'sheker leisa shav b'shmila sheker. Not least a shakru is ishma misa. You shouldn't be shakir ishma misa. You have to say if there's a gilu from layinaka that any oifen of a sheker in a shvua will not have the chisaron of a lav shem v'maisa, and it'll be like in a love. Well, kapanim, according to the Rav Meir Simcha, there's another way to explain why the Gemara Shaila is only in shvua sapikad, not shvua seedus, because in shvua seedus the lav is like shav b'shmila sheker, and that is a giloi that is either only a carbon and no malchus. Now, BMS, from here, is really we have to mention, I think we mentioned other shurim, that is, it comes out a very big yesod in the chile between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEidus. There's a rush that says earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel is mechalik v'yesod in the chi of Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos HaPikadon. He says the chi of Shavuos HaEidus is be'ikr because of a hefsid moment. You're being mafsid him by not saying Eidus. Masha'en ken Shavuos HaPikadon, the chiv is not as hefsid mamin, the chiv is because of Shavuos Sheker. On that you nishba l'sheker, avadin has to be in the inyan of kfiras mamin, but if you nishba l'sheker, that itself is the chiv. The chiv is you kaifer in the pikadon, and you kaifer in the mamin, but the ikar chiv is in the Shavuos Sheker. And that stems with what with that makes it, it fits with what the Meir Simcha says that each one has a different azhara. The azhara of the Shavuos HaPikadon, which is beikir, that your nishba l'sheker is from the pasuk l'sheker ishba misai, and the other pasuk l'shav b'shmila sheker is beikir for kfiras mamon, and not the just etzim the kuda of a Shavuos Sheker. And this chile between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEidus, we can mas many other inyanim that are not. It's not a gear for the sugra right over here, but the other inyanim also musber with this chile. One other important nekuda over here is that the Rambam Lamaisa, the Rambam Lamaisa on the Shal of the Gemara seems to take a tzad. The Gemara doesn't answer the Shal. The Gemara just remains, but a boidle yifshita. The Gemara says either it's Malkus and not a carbon, or it's carbon not Malkus, or it's both. But the Gemara is not poishit the Shaila Lamaisa Lalocha Lamaisa. But the Rambam in Perek Zayin Alocha Ches says a nishba shvuas apikadim emezid. The Shaila of the Gemara nishba b'shvuas apikadim emezid. Afal pish nishba l'sheker v'histru b'yedim b'shash shvuasai. Even though it was nishba l'sheker and there was a asra, ain't no like it. The Ram Paskins is no Malkus. Elamevi Hashem Belavad. You only bring a carbon. He says Sharakosav Aksiya Mechlal Chayvim Malkus V'Chayvim Osher Meimizonim Mishkog Gemash Miyarnet. There's only a chiv carbon. There's no chiv of Malkus. The Kesef Mishnah is Matamat asks in the Rambam that the our Gemara is a boyed leivshita. The Gemara is not poishit the Shaila whether there's Malkus not carbon or carbon not Malkus or both. And Lachayra Misafek he can't bring a carbon. Maybe it's Chun Lazara. So you can't make even a t'nai that maybe be potter, be an adova, because then you have to be a farish that. You can't. So why did the Rambam Paskin take on for Dova Poshit that there's a chi of carbon and there's no chi of malchus? So the Lecha Mishnah answers, and he says that our Gemara was Poshit the Shaila b'miktsas. The whole suffix of the Gemara was only on malchus. That the Gemara was not Poshit. But the Gemara was poshut from the Braisa that says a little further, says Lo Amrit Benazir Tamei Shekein Loike Tamei Shavuos HaPikadon Shein Loike. And the Gemara is Medayik, but Einach Hanami, there's no Malkus by Shavuos HaPikadon, but there is a carbon. So the Gemara is poshut that there is a chi of carbon. Carbon you do bring. The Gemara is Doicha and says Ma Yena Loike Deiner Nifter Be Malkus. You're not Nifter, which is Malkus alone. That means you could say that you also get Malkus and you bring a carbon. So you don't have a rye that you bring a carbon and there's no Malkus. Maybe you bring a carbon and there's also Malkus. But Al Kapanim, the Lecha Mishnah says, that much the Gemara was yes, Peshit, that at least there's a Chi of carbon. The Tzad to say that there's Malkus and not a carbon, the Gemara showed from the Brayse that that's not true. There's a Chi of carbon at least. The Gemara is not Peshit, whether or not there's also Malkus or there's no Malkus, but definitely there is a Chiyuv Karbon. Memela, the Lechem Mishnah says, Gevaldik, that's the Pshat, the Psak of the Rambam. That the Rambam paskins Halacha L'maisa in the Gemara Shailo, that you bring a Karbon. Why? Because the Gemara is Peshit that you bring a Karbon. The Rambam doesn't paskin, you get Malkus, because there's a Boid L'Yivshita, the Gavi Malkus, the Gemara is not Peshit, if there is Malkus also besides the Karbon. And Memela, you're not like a Misafik. The Chasam Sefer is Ma'ir Grad on the Lechem Mishnah. He's Doichet Dimrei Lechem Mishnah. He says the Maskana, a Karbon Nazir is Lahachshir, it's not Lechaper. So you can't learn out, you can't learn out from that to other cases. So Meli can't, he's Mesupik, if you learn from Nazir Shiv Charufa, then you get Malkus out of Karbon, or you learn from Shmuel Seidis, and the Baila Shal Shiv Charufa will be a Karbon and not be Meleka. But there's a mokum to say that the reason why the Kesem Mishnah and other Mefarshim Ram did not explain like the Lechem Mishnah is because it's not muchach one, they're exactly the same. You can't bring a raya. The Gemara has been talking over there about Nazir. Remember Nazir Tameh from Nazir is not a raya necessarily to the case Shavuos HaBikadon. But it's definitely a Mahalach in the Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah says the Pashas HaGemara. The Gemara is Medamit, and the Gemara says that you didn't see from over there that you would be able to bring a carbon. The Gemara says yes, push it that much that there is at least a chi of carbon, and the Gemara just remains a shy legavi malchus, and therefore the Rambam paskins that you bring a carbon and enoi like it. To be Messiah, this whole inyan, we just have to point out that the by Shavuos HaEdus, it's mevur in the sugya earlier in the Afchav Hei and then the Rambam, that if you're amazed by Shavuos HaEdus, there was a Hava Mina to be chayev twice. We had mentioned before that the Rambam says you learn from the Pasik of the Achas Mehena that you only bring one carbon al Shavuos HaEdus and not Shavuos Bitui. And the Rambam also says that you only bring a carbon by Shavuos HaEdus and it's not even Malkus. It's Nismait from La'achas, from the Pasuk of La'achas, it's a pointer that there's no two karbonis, not for Shavuos HaEdus and Shavuos Bitui, and also that there's no Malkus. So L'chayra, there's two auras. One aura is that by Shavuos HaEdus, the Havmina was that there would be Malkus, if not for the Lialfus of La'achas Me'ela. And Shavuos HaBikadon, L'maisa, the Rambam passing, there isn't Malkus. If you say it's Misafik, maybe it's not so schwer, but L'chayra, by Shavuos HaEdus, there was such a Havmina that for sure would be Malkus, and the way the Rambam learns, and La'achas Me'ela is a mute that there's no Malkus. By Shavuos HaBikadon, it's Misvar that you don't get Malkus. The Gemara declares, but it's Misvar that you wouldn't get Malkus, you'd only have a carbon. The Gemara says, it's a Chiddushu, you only have a carbon and not Malkus. What's the Chiddush between Shavuos HaEdus and Shavuos HaBikadon? And the second or is that by Shavuos HaEdus, Lamaisa, the Rambam says that the reason why there is no two karbonis is because of the miut of mila achas me'ela. That's memait that there's no chiv karbon al Shavuos HaEdus and Shavuos Bitui, but only for Shavuos HaEdus because la'achas me'ela says you only chayv once and not twice. By Shavuos HaBikadon, it's clear in the Rambam that you only bring one carbon. There was no tzad to bring two karbonis without a yafusa. There's no yafusa, there's no mute, and still there's no tzad by Shavuos HaBikadon that there's two karbonis, one for Shavuos HaBikadon and one for Shavuos Bitui. It's only in Shavuos HaEdus there's a havamina that you have to bring two karbonis, one for Shavuos Bitui, one for Shavuos HaEdus, and l'achas me'elas memayit that the chiv is only for Shavuos HaEdus and not Shavuos Bitui. L'chari, one can ask, what's the chil between Shavuos HaEdus and Shavuos HaBikadon? Why by Shavuos HaEdus do we need a mute to say that there's no chiyuv for two karbonis, one for Edus and one for Bitui? And by Shavuos HaBikadon, it's Pasha, there's only one chiyuv carbon. The only nidin is Legabe Malkus. L'chari, for this second aura we can answer, we could say, based on what we just mentioned earlier, that it's cholak b'yisai the chiyuv of Shavuos HaEdus from Shavuos HaBikadon. Shavuos HaEdus, the chiyuv is because you're being mafsid mamon with your kfira. The ikar chiyuv is you're being nishba and you say you hold back Edus, but you're being mafsid mamon with your kfira. So mel the havina was maybe chayv twice. Once as the paras of Shavuos HaEdus, which be'ikr the chiyuv is as hefsid mamon, and one is midin bitui because you said a shavuos, you said a shavuos sheker, but. And therefore, the pasuk la'achas me'elas heina is memayit that you only chayef for Shavuos HaEdus and not for Shavuos Bitui. On the other hand, Shavuos HaBikadon, where the whole yisoid achiv is because you're nishba la'sheker, we said from the Rameh Simch and the Rasamech that the azhar is la'sishav b'shmi la'sheker is from la'sishakir ishba misoy. It's saying a sheker, that's the ikar yisoid hachiv, so that's pasha that it can't be chayv two karbonis from Shavuos sheker, one for Shavuos HaBikadon, one for Shavuos Bitui. The yisoid adav is the same. Be'etzem that the chiv is al Shavuos sheker. So mele is no hava mina to say that there'll be chiv of two karbonis. And that's when the Rambam takes on for davar poshmei shvuah safik kodin, that there's only one karbon and not two karbonis. But you still have to miyashiv legabi the malchus. Legabi the malchus, the havmina was that shvuah seedus would have malchus, and the pasuk is memayidin. But shvuah safik kodin lemaisa was saying that there's only a chiyuv karbon and not a chiyuv malchus. Let's move on now to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings that Rabbah holds HaKofer b'mamin sheyeshal of Edim is potter, because that's only a kfiras mamin ba'alma, since anyway the Edim will be mechayiv him. The Maskano, the Gemara stalks up Rabbah, and we hold like Rabbi Yechon and Rav Kahana, that HaKofer b'mamin sheyeshal of Edim is going to be chayiv. And the Gemara explains on Amud Beis, what's sad, that the reason why it blives a kfiras mamin is because maybe the Edim will die, or maybe by the Shiva Karkois, maybe by Ishtar, maybe it'll be lost. As long as there's a tzad of Chiyav Mamin, it doesn't have a din of regular Kfiris Dvarim, it has a din of Kfiris Mamin, and according to Rav Yechon, according to Rav Kahana, the din is they're going to be Chayev a carbon. The Rambam also brings this out in Perikhes Aloch Yudalit, says that Yechayev, in a case with his Edim, Shari Potar Atzmoy B'Kfirosayim L'Shalim Ato, you pattered yourself with your kfir, with your denial, from paying now. Even though the Edom will come, you'll be chayiv. It comes out that your kfir, your denying of paying the money, doesn't help you, because the Edom will be mechayiv you anyway. It helped at that moment. Maybe they won't come, or the Edus won't be niskayim, or they'll become puzzle, or the fika chayiv. So we see from the Rambam that it's a combination. Right now there's a kfira on Mamin, and Hagam there are Edim, but there's a possibility that Edim will not be able to mechayv your Mamin, either they will die or they become posel. The Toisa Rosh, early in Daf Lamed Gimel, adds a biur, and he says that since the chiyuv by Shvuas HaPikadon is because he nishbal a sheker, so therefore you chayiv even by kfiras dvarim. Now, it can't mean mamish kfiris dvarim, because the Gemara later says a real kfiris dvarim, let's say to shutfim, the halach is yepater. But it means that over here there's a possibility of kfiras mamain, and a mele, even though there's aim that I give mechayiv you, the ikr chiv is not for the hefsid mamain. The ikr chiv is for the nishba l'sheker. The mele, we could say, your kaifra be in a mamain, that yesh l'vein, there should still be considered a kfiras mamain to be mechayiv, even though it's not be'etzem. You are causing a loss because there are Eden here that we mechayiv you anyway. The Ritva explains, Rabbi Yechanan, that it's called a kfiris mamin because it's a mamin gomer. You mean kaifer and mamin mamish. If you would have been mighty, you'd be chayiv without Eden. So you see, again, that right now, in the matzav that it is, you are being kaifer and mamin. So if you're pottering yourself with a kfir right now from paying, it's considered a kfiris mamin b'shaita. And hagam, it's not lamaisa, because the Eden really would come, l'chayra, and mechayiv you mamin, but right now that's considered a kfiras mamin. Again, in the Rambam, it's mashmat tzira for both. You have to come on to the fact that it's a tzad, that it's a real kfiras mamin, because the Edim will be nifter, the Edim might become posel. But according to Rabbah, whenever there's Edim, that's not called a kfira bechlal, and even if there's a safeg lefaneinu, that's called a kfiras dvarim ba'alma, and bechlal, that's not mechayiv a carbon. According to Rav Yechon, if there's a maisa kfira of kfiras mamin, that's a kfira as long as there's a tzad mamin here, as long as it's a tzad of kfiras mamin and a possibility that the Edim will not be mechayiv you. This is in the Pashas of the Gemara. We have to mention a Yerushalmi that the Rishonim over here discuss at length. The Yerushalmi is brought in the Rif, and the Yerushalmi talks about the next Gemara when it says v'chichesh bo. The Gemara says prat l'mechachesh le'echon min ha'shutfin. The Yerushalmi brings Rabbi Yosi Ado Amrit Shnayim Shalavu Mi Echad. If two borrowed from one, Afagav Le Kosvin Arvoyin Vachroyin Zelaze Arvoyin Vachroyin Zelaze. Even though they did not write clearly that they are Arvoyin and Achroyin Zelaze, that they are Mechuyim one to the other, still the din is they are Achroy and Arvoyin one to the other. Over here, in this Yerushalmi, we find two basic malachim that Yerushalmi might understand, and it's important, at least the site of the Yerushalmi, in when you borrow money from Shutfim, or Shutfim borrow money. The Ramban, the Rad, and the Rosh, they learned the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is telling us a chiddush in a case of two that borrowed from one person. If two people borrowed from one person, even if they didn't write that both Achroi and Arevim Zelozeh, each one is mechuyev to pay the entire amount when he's asked for the money.
And the only reason why they write that is a shufa d'shtar. But if somebody, if they're both mechuyev, and the other way around also, if echad is love mishnayim, if one person borrows from two, neither of the two people that lent the money could be tevei him, even his own chelik, without coming together. They have to come together, and by pikadon also, you have to both come and be tevei. Both are tevim, and without them both being teveya, they can't be moitzi, mamon. And that's the din of the Yerushalmi, that if Mele will come out, that if you moide to only one of them, so that's not considered a kfiras mamon, and you're going to be potter. Because since neither one could be teveya the pikadon, so when you mechachesh and deny to one of them, even if you would be mited to him, you wouldn't be mechuyev to pay to him. They both have to come and demand the money. So mamela, that doesn't have a din of a kfira either, since if you be mited anyway, you wouldn't have to pay him, so because they both have to be teveya, so if it's not a din of a kfira, so then there's no chiyuv of shvuas ha-pikadon. So it comes out lahalacha to a very filiz rishayim that they understand the Yerushalmi. It comes out two halachas. Halachas both in when one person borrows from two people that they both have to come and be tevei the money, and when two people borrow from one person or two people mekayim a pikadon receive a pikadon that they also have to be tevei from both of them. You can't be tevei from only one of them. That's halacha lemaisa. The Ravid and the Rajba learn differently the Yerushalmi. They say that each one, fakert, each one is, let's say we have a case of a person, one takes a pikadon from two shutfim, so each one is a baldover to be teveya the entire amount. Two people give one person a pikadon, or two people lend money to one person, each one of the mafkidim, or each one of the malvim, has a right to be teveya the entire amount from whichever one he wants. And that's how the Ravid is going to learn the Yerushalmi. Exactly the opposite of the other Rishayim. Each one could be Teveya the full amount, not only half. And that's it. Halacha l'maisa, it's not like the Rosh and Ramban, other Rishayim. They ask for care the Rosh and Ravan, other Rishayim, Matmiya and the Ravid. Why could the Shani afterwards, why could it be Teveya? Everything. If, let's say one of them was Teveya and it was Nishba to the Rishayim, how could the second be Teveya the full amount? How could this doesn't make sense. And once he was Nishba the Rishayim, he can't be Nishba l'Shani. Al Kalpanim, both according to the way the Ramban, or the Ime learned the Rishalmi, or according to the way the Ravid learns the Yerushalmi, both are talking about when you were denied to one of them, let's say Shnaim Shefkidu, two Shutfim gave one person a Pikadain, and you Mechachesh, you denied it to one of the Shutfim, the Allah is, you're going to be Potter. Either because the way the Ramban learned, because they need both to be both together in order to be Teveya, one alone can't be Teveya alone. There's somebody else together is a baldover in the mamin. And since one alone can't be Teveya the mamin, so therefore it doesn't have a din of a kfiras mamin to only one. Or the way the Ravid learns that each one can be Teveya the full amount. So since when you denied the money to one of them, the other one can still be Teveya the whole amount. So it's again not considered a kfiras mamin. Which again we mentioned before is a shtick and shvara to understand how could you be the second one be Teveya after the first one was Teveya and you were Nishba to the first. But that's the Yerushalmi's chiddush that you need being kaifer to one of the shutfin is not mechayev a carbon shvua. The Rambam says a different way. The Rambam in Perches Michashvus Loch Yedbei says that somebody was chayev mamon to two shutfim and only one was teveya and he was kafir and he's nishba, he's chayev in shvus abikodin because he was kafir mamon. If they were both teveya and he's meida and all the money to one of them, and he says, Loy levisim elemize levadei, if he says, I only borrowed from this one, not from the other, and he's nishba, then he's potem shvus abikodin. Because they potem atzmi miklum, because either way he's mechayim himself the full amount, he just said it was to one, not to the other. But it's important in the Rambam, then the case of being mechachish to one of them, mechayim and shvus abikodin. And lechayra, this fakir from the Yerushalmi. Both according to the Ramban and according to the Ravid, the Yerushalmi is clear. In the Yerushalmi, it's mavur that when one of the shutfim is teveya, it does not have a din of a kfira. So lechayra, the Rambam either understood the Yerushalmi different, was arguing, is not like the way the Ramban and the Ravid are learning the Yerushalmi. BMS, we find a third way to learn the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Rambam understood the Yerushalmi that way. In the Balat Trumas, it's also Ritva now Sugya. They bring a third way to understand the Yerushalmi.
that the Yerushalmi is not talking about a case that one of the Shutvin was Teveya and you denied it, you mechachish in him. It's talking about exactly the case of the Bavli, that there were two Shutvin, and they both came to be Teveya the Pikodin, or to be Teveya the money that they lent out. And the Nitva said that I'm Chayiv, the full amount, but I'm only Chayiv to one of you, and not to the other, which is our Gemara, calls that Kfiris Dvarim. And the Yerushalmi calls that being mechachish in one of the Shutvin. The Bavli calls that being Maidalechim in a Shutvin. And the Yerushalmi calls that being mechachish, denying to one of the Shutvin. The truth is that it's both are true. It's being maided to one and being mechachish to the other. And the reason, the Lamaisa, the din would be that you're potter, like the four night our Gemara, because it's Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. The Lafi Zeh, that the Yerushalmi is mechiach, that Shnaim, Shefkidu, each one can be Teveya, the whole amount, you have to explain, like the Ravid, that both two Shutfin, that are Mafkid, each one can be Teveya, the whole Chayv. Because if you say that when two Shutfin were Mafkid, each one can be Teveya only half, so then when both are Teveya, and the Leiva says he's only Chayv to one, to Ruvain, that's not a Kfiris Dvarim. Because if he's Chayv to Ruvain, that means he's Chayv to Ruvain half. And really, he's Chayv to Shimon the other half. And you're denying it. You're denying the half of Shimon. So what does it help that you made it to Ruvain in the full amount, but you were denied, Lamaisa, the amount that's to Shimon. And the Tviya is only on half. So that would blive, of course, a furious moment. El al Karchok, the Ravid held that by Shnaim Shefkidu, each one can be Tveya, the full mana. And Mamela blives a furious Tvarim, because if you made in the whole Tviya, whatever Ruvain's Tveya, which is the full amount, even though you weren't made to Shimon, that blives Aida Bechiyuv, and Mamela is no Hefzid at all, and therefore it's Aida, it's not a furious Mam Bechlal. Now the Rambam is going to hold like the Ravid in this Nakuda, that each one can be Tveya, each one of the Shutin can be Tveya the full amount, and Mamela, if you made it to one of them, so that blives, that's not a furious Tvarim. And that's Kfiras Dvarim, and Mele, you can be Potter and Karban Shavua. But if you Kaifer to one of them, so you can be Chayv Shvusa Bikodin, because the Maisi, you can be Tevei the full amount. So that has a din of a Kfiras Mammon. So that's why the Rambam paskind that if you were, one of the Shutfin was Tevei, if you were Kaifer, you were Nishbi Chayv Shvusa Bikodin, because you were Kafra Mammon. Tavua Shneim, and you might that all of it's one of them, you're Potter, that's a Kfiras Dvarim. And the Yerushalmi, really, when it said a Lashon of Kaifer, Kicheshba didn't mean to say like the way the Rabban and other Rishonim understood that it's really Akhosh, it meant to say you being Machish one, you being married to the other, like the Bavli says. That blies Maidel Echad, Mechachish Lechad. The Bavli calls it Maidel Echad Nashutfin, and the Yushalmi calls it Mechachish Lechad Nashutfin. Mel the Rambam stims with the Yushalmi. So in summary, we really have three ways of understanding the Yushalmi. Either the Yushalmi, it means like the way the Rabban says that each one can't be Teveya. To be a Mafkid Eitzel Echad, they need to come together to be Teveya the Mammon. And therefore, it's not a Kfiris Mammon, it's only Kfiris Dvarim. Or like the Ravid, that each one can fully be Teveya. Or like the Baal Trumas, that Pshat and the Yerushalmi is exactly like the Bavli. It's talking about that he's saying they're both being Teveya. And he says, I'm only Chayv to one, but he's Chayv the full amount. So that's the Yerushalmi calls that Mechachesh Bechem Neshutfim. The Bavli calls that Maidel Lechem Neshutfim. And the din is, that's Kfiris Dvarim, and therefore you're Potter. I would like to mention now a few Aris on the Gemara Named Beis. The Gemara is going back and forth trying to bring Rayas if a Kfiras Mamein, where there are Edim Negdai, if that's considered a Kfiras Mamein and Zechi of Karben Shvuas Avikadain, or if that's considered a Kfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. One of the Rayas towards the top of the Amid is Toshma, Balbayas Shetan Tainas Ganev Bikadain. Valbai is tainas that he was somebody else stole it. He was watching a pikadain. V'nishba v'hoida uvo edim. There was a shvua and there was a hoida, and then edim came. It depends. Im achle bo edim hoida. If the edim came before the hoida, I'm sorry. If the hoida was before the edim, so then mishalom karen v'chaimish v'asham. Im shibo edim hoida. But if the hoida was after the edim came, mishalom tashlumi kefel v'asham. And the Gemara says, l'chay over here, you see that even though there's edim involved, still there could be a chiyav of Karen v'chaimish v'ashem. There's a chiyav of a carbon for shvuas ha'pikadin. So the Gemara has a raya that it's considered a kfiras mamon. On this, the Gemara answers, Amalei, hachanami kidravin, like the Gemara said earlier, to fanfare that it's not a raya. The Rishayim, the Ritva, and others are bedayik, that from the fact that the Gemara says, Achle bo Edim, the Bryce says, before Edim came, you're hoide, the din is, Yimashalam Karen v'chaimish,
it's muchach that you consider a moide beknas. Moide beknas is potter from kefil, and therefore is only a chiyev karen chaimish and osham, and not kefil, because there was a haidah. I Adam came afterwards, so it's muchach in the brayse that moide beknas v'ach kach bo Adam is potter. Tidua, that's a shalni gemara, gemara bekamen perk Ruben and other places in the Geizel. If moide beknas v'achkach bo Edom is potter or chayiv, is the din of moide beknas only when Edom don't come later, or even if Edom come later, you still have a din of moide beknas and you're potter. So the Ritva says l'chayiv from this gemara, if the brayse mevur that moide beknas v'achkach bo Edom is potter, says the Ritva the enochanami the mandam moide beknas v'achkach bo Edom is chayiv itake bichayiv kefil. So if he's zeh lecher, you be chayv a mechaymish also. Lecher is telling zeh bezeh, going only for yenem adomar. The pnei shud, but bekama daf samachay was taka oimid on this brayse. The brayse is beferish that moed beknas vach kach boedim was taka potter. And he says ein achanami. The gemara taka over there when has the shaila could have brought from this brayse that the din is at least lefi this brayse moed beknas vach kach boedim is potter. But the chazenish but bekama simin chof says a gevalde gazach. He wants to say that it's not a raya from over here. Because over here it's different. Maybe boedim beknas vach kach boedim is taka chayiv. Over here you'd be potter. So he says because the Gemara b'bekama daf sama chesam and beis learns from himotze timotze biyode hagneva. The Gemara is memayet prat l'shechazra keren liad bailim. The din is only the din of kefil is only if you are found with the gneva. But if the gneva was returned liad bailim, then there's no din of kefil. So he says, it's mavur there, that when you're moida, that the object belongs to the bala pikarim, the mafkid, so that's like chazra keren lebailim. So since it's considered like chazra keren lebailim, that's the reason why there won't be a chiv kefil, but not because of moida biknas. Since he says, he's mechalik, that by a gan of gomor, if somebody steals a chiv and beis habailim, so even if you're moida, that's not called chazra keren lebailim. You have to return the object back to the owner in order to be considered that you return the chiv to the bailim. So calls my didn't return it, it's still by you. That would not potter mekefil. The only way you could be potter mekefil is da'i de'hoida. So it could be if you're moida, you'd be potter mekefil, but if Edom come later, moida beknas v'achkach bo Edom would be chayiv. Mashenkin by Toyin Tainas Ganev, which our Bryce is talking about, with the whole geneva is that you ma'akiv the chayivitz in your hands. You didn't take the chayivitz from the Nigzal's house. You were holding it at Bateris Bikodin. And then the mafke came to you and said he wants it back. So you were tain tain as ganav. You said it was stolen. So the gneve is that you ma'akiv the chayvitz biyodai. Memele, if you maida, and now you say, yes, I have the chayvitz, that's considered like chazra keren lebailim. And the reason why you'll be potter mekefil is not mitzadadin a maid biknas. That's not the Siba Saptur. The Siba Saptur, now Braisa possibly is also like the din of Chazra Keren Labailim. So Ibazoi, Zokta Chazanish, Gevaldik, that from this Braisa, there's taken no raya to the Anamach Leikis if Maida Beknas Vach Kach Boedim is Chayvo Potter. You can't say it's a Befeirish Braisa that Maida Beknas Vach Kach Boedim is Potter, because the reason for the Ptur Kefo now Braisa is because it's like considered like Chazra Keren Labailim with Yohido. With the Yohido of the Shemer, it's as if we return the chayv is a bailam, and that doesn't apply to a regular case of geneva. So the chayv is femfid, that's takanat a raya. Another aura is in the next gemara. The gemara says, Toshma chamurim imena shvuas apikodoin. Shvuas apikodoin is more chamur, shachayavon al zdoina makis vashigosa osham mikesev shkolim. Yechayv emezid malkis, and mishoygeg a korbin osham. So the Gemara's medayik with the kamar loike from the fact that it says you get malchus michlal dike edim. There must be edim involved. Or else, how could you get malchus? And still, it says the kamar al shigigosa osha mikesef shkolim. It still says that b'shegig there's a carbon chiv carbon. So the chayyur you see that if even a case where there are edim, there'll be a chiv carbon that a kfiras moment sheish lo edim has a din of kfira and it's mechayiv a carbon. That's the Gemara's raya. The Gemara says back amalei modcha b'amino dahi and the Gemara's miyashiv the raya. The Rabban, Rashi, Ritva, and other Rishonim ask that Lechayro, what's the whole Raya of the Gemara? The Raya from the Braisa is because if you're getting Malkus, it must be the Ra'edim. If it must be the Ra'edim, and still it says in Shigigasa, Oshem Kesav Shkolim, so it's a Raya that even though you're Kaifer, Moment Sheishel of Edim, there's a Chiyav Karbin of Shvuas HaPikadim. Lechayro, you can find a case where there are Edim, and that's Mechayav Malkus, and still it's not a Kaifer, Moment Sheishel of Edim. How could that be? L'chayr, if the Edom are saying that you're holding the Pikadain, then the Mechayiv you both Malkus, and the Mechayiv you Mamin.
So Zogin the Rishayin, and the case could be that the Edim were Kroivim to the Teveya, to the one, the Mafkid, and Rechaikim to the Nitva. So the Malkas, they can Mechaiv the Nitva, because they're not related to the Nitva. They're Mechaiv Malkas, he's Nishma L'Sheker, he's Kroiv B'Shvuas HaBikodin, he's Nishma L'Sheker, so the Mechaiv Malkas. But the Gabi Mamon, they can't be Nemon, because Mamon, they want that the Nitva should pay to the Teveya, and they're related to the Teveya. They're related to the mafkid, so they can't mimechayev the nitva moment to teveya because they're negebedover, they're kreivim to the teveya. So mainly you can mechalik the edus legabe malkus, that you'll have edus legabe malkus because they're not kreivim at all to the nitva, but they won't be considered edim legabe the chiyev of korban because they're not kreivim, they're kreivim to the teveya. So the Rabban and the Ritva go back and forth and say maybe the reason why this is not a good example, got a good teretz, is because it's a din of Eidos Shebotl Miktsasa Botla Kula. That means that since the Eidim are made that he's Makabal the Pikodin and a Shvuah is Sheker, so the male Eidos is bot, their bottle. And the Gabi that, and they also made that the moment is of the Mafkids. So since the Gabi is saying it's the moment of the Mafkid, they're related to the Teveya, so that Eidus is bottle. Once the Eidus is bottle, the Gabi is saying it's the moment of the Mafkid, so the Eidus is also bottle to say that it blibes a Shvua Sheker. You can't have half the Eidus only klape the Chiev Malkus and not klape the Chiev Moment. If the Gabi, the Chiev Moment to the Mafkid, they're considered a Kraven, because they are craving, they're craving to the Teveya, and they're not the apostle Eidus, so once the Eidus is, part of the Eidus is bottle, the entire Eidus is bottle. Frek the Ramban and the Ritva, Lecher, the Kasha is still Shver, because why don't you say Palgin and Dibura? Be Mechalik the Eidus and say, we Mechabal the Eidus, Legabe the Din, Shua Sheker, Ti Mechayv, Mekorban, Shua Sapikodin, and we're not Mechabal the Eidus, Legabe Echiev Mamun to the Teveya, because they're Psulim, the Eidim Psulim, Legabe the Teveya. We know in Kol Teru Kula, Zeklal of Balkin and Dibura. So the Rishayim go back and forth and say, L'chair, it depends on how you understand Balkin and Dibura. There's a Shit Zeravid that says that you only say Balkin and Dibura in the Baldovar, not in the Eidus, in regular Balkin and Amonis, that derived in the end of the first pack in Makis. So Lefiz over here wouldn't be Shver, because you would say, Ovi Eidus, about the Butzos, about the Kula. But the sheet of Tosfos Sanhedrin is another Rishayim that you always say Palginin. So we also say Palginin. Be Mechayev Malkus Lapida Eidim Klape the Shua Sheker. And don't be Mechayev Momin, because that Eidus, the Gabi Momin, is Eidim Mishapsulim, because they're craving to the Teveya. The Ramban has it sad to say that you can't say Palginin over here, because Lamais, it's all one Eidus. It's Eidus the Gabi Kfiris Momin, or maybe Fakir, the Eidus is only the Gabi the Shvua. The Chayra, and then Havana Shabai, it depends really what the Yisoid HaChiyuv of Korban by Shvuas HaPikodin is. If the Iker Chiyuv Korban is because they're Nishba L'Sheker to the Teveya, to the Mafkid, it's that it's not Stam HaShvuas Sheker. It's not a Chiyuv Algemein Adin of Shvuas Sheker, Nishba L'Sheker. It's a din to be Meshaker Bechaver in the moment that you're holding, his moment. That you be Meshaker and say, you're not Chai Moment L'Ploini. And the Eidus are being made that you be Meshaker Bechaver L'Gabe the Tviya of Moment. That legabi the tvi of mammon lacher the edim are craving. If the edim are craving legabi a tvi of mammon, so then that's negay the edus that the male of the edus say this legabi the shvua is also bottle. So you can't be nemon only legabi the shvua and not legabi the mammon. If you're not nemon legabi the mammon, then the male that's not considered a shvua of being meshaker a shvua shaker lechaveroi on the tvi's mammon of kfiris mammon of the bikadain. So the chayyur, that would be the tzad to explain why over here wouldn't be able to say they didn't falgina debura. Because be'etzem, the edim are being made that you mshaker and chaver. That's their edus. That's the edus of mammon. If they're not nemen legabi the mammon, that means not being made legabi the etzem yisoid of what the isra shuas habikadin is. But al kapanim, that's the shayla of the rishayim on the Gemara. We find in Kiveger two other shaylas on the Gemara that you could find a case where there's Eidim Legabe the Shvua and Eidim Bikod Miyodai and the Mechayiv Makorban, and still there's no Eidim Legabe the Kfiras Mamun. Rikvei in the Gilyan Hashas asks, you can find a case where the Eidim say that he was the Bikodin is, he was Nishba Sheinim Bikod Miyodai, and that those Eidim are Eidim Ksherim. But even though they say that we know that he swore that any bikkun biyadai, they made against him, but they don't know if that chafetz that he's holding is taken the bikkun or not. He claims that the chafetz that they're talking about is not the bikkun. They're saying that he said that chafetz is not biyadai, and he swore the sheker, and it really is biyadai. And he says, but that's not the bikkun. And another edim, which were kraven bin ashei seim, they recognize that this is the chafetz of the bikkun, but they can't say edus, because they are kraven. So b'shas the shvua, it's taka mamin she'en alav edim. You can't be mitzi this mamin from him because there's no edim k'sherim that this is the mamin of the pikadin. The edim that say that we know this is the pikadin, they were crave him. And the edim, other edim are just saying that he was nishbal l'sheker. He said that this chef is not by him and it really is by him. But they don't know that it's the pikadin. And then what happened later was that the edim that recognized the pikadin, they were nisrachku and they became edim k'sherim. Now they can be made that retroactively the shvua that the other Adam said that he was nishba l'sheker is that ain't a pikadon biyodai, it was taka shvua sheker, because we know that that's the taka the chavetz of the pikadon. So now bezin give him malchus. Feed this cat that's made that he was nishba, the pikadon is not biyodai, and we know now through the Adam ksherim, now they're in the strachku, that this taka was the pikadon, this chavetz. So he's going to be chayev for carbon shvua sepikadon, because he was nishba l'sheker. So Mele can come out a case that with his edim legabe malchus and on the shvua and shvua sebikadin, but it's not called a koyf from the mamim sheishal of edim because b'shas the kfira the mataka no edim and mechayiv the money. And Rukivay goes back and forth and explains why we had the wouldn't be chsar of asra sofik because he's not sure that eventually there'll be edim that this is the bikadin. It's not yedua now that the edim the bikadin are going to be here. That the edim sulim, not edim ksherim. Those edim that know that this is the bikadin are kreiv min hasheisein. They only become nisrachku later. So it means b'shas dasro wasn't yedua that there were edim. So shablai basra sofik. And Rukivayger says it's not asra sofik. First of all, one number holds asra sofik shema asra. And the Gilyan Hashas he says because asra sofik is only with a sofik and navera, but not a sofik legabi the einish. And mele sofik is a gadol katan is not called asra sofik because the isser is vaday and the einish is only a sofik. Kolshkin over here, it's only a suffix if the Isil bin is bayer or not. So it's not called Asra suffix. And he says, Bechlal, he says, Rev Geisen Lemisa, we're talking about they're related, but they were craving where Geisen is about to die, Mesnabit will die. So it's even this bayer the Adam, that's not called Asra suffix. That's Rekavegas or in the Gilian Ashas. In the Jewish Vechiz, Rekavegas is another aura. He says, you can find a Chatimzi Yechai Malks Apida Adam, and it's not Mamin Shieshal of Adam, as follows. That with the Edim were craving Zelozeh, or the Edim were craving to the Nitva. And they saw that Reuven gave a Chavis to Shimon, and then afterwards they went to Srachiku. They were not related anymore. And now Reuven comes to Tevei to Shimon the Chavis, which is Biyad Shimon, and Shimon says he never was Mekal with Bikot, no, he lost it. So Rukivega is being done that the Chayra, at the time when they saw that he received the Bikot, they were Edim Sulim. But now when they're being made, they're Edim Ksherim. So is that called chilasi of paslas? Not lechayir kivega tainas. It's not called chilasi of paslas because they're not coming to him made that he was makabel the bikadin. That's not their edus. The edus is that he's being nishbal sheker. We know that he was holding the bikadin, and when he was holding the bikadin, he swore that he doesn't have it. He was nishbal sheker. That's edus from now. That's edus that right now. And right now edus they're edim ksherim. The idea that he's nishbal sheker comes from a ria from what they saw earlier when they were psulim. But their testimony, their edus, is at a time when they're ksherim, and that's what's mechayev the carbon shvua, because now they're saying that the edim, that the shomer is nishbal l'sheker. The same would be, let's say, of edim that saw that Reuven ate something, and they craved him, and the next day they're not related to him, and they say their edus, and he swears that shlo yachal. That's not called chilas of apostles because they're being made, not being made in the time when they're craving, they're made now. The idea came from an earlier time. So what, that doesn't affect Zman Ha'edus. I mean, also, when he swears he was not Mekabel the Bikadon, the Edom know that he was Mekabel the Bikadon, the Edom are being made now, that he's Nishbal the Sheker. So it's not called chilas of psul. So Melo Kivega is asking that we have an example where the Edom can Mechayiv and Malkus because they're being made now and they're Edom Sheker that he was Nishbal the Sheker. But it's not Mamin Sheish Lovedim, Gabi Yitzos Mamin, that's Chosid Psul. The Gabi Moitzi Mamin, you have to be made that you know that he took this Chafetz from the Mafkid, and that you can't be made because at that time you were craving. And Kaveh goes back and forth on this in the Shaila. But just to summarize three very interesting Ha'oras in the Gemara, is we have the Rishayim's Kasha, that you have a case of Edim, which are craving to the Teveah, and not close to the Nitva, and if you say Palginan, then possibly you'll have Edus Legabi Chia Malkus, and not Edus Legabi, and still not considered Edus of a Kfir of Mamon, because they can't Mechai Mamon, the Kremlin Tevea. You have a Kevega's Kash and the Gilin Nashas, you can find the case of two different pairs of Edim. One is made on the Mamon, and one that this is the right Pikada, and the other one's made on the Shvuah. And the one that were made on the moment were craving Meshas the Shvua. The Kevega is being done over there. That was the Shaila Gabi Asura Sofik. And in the Chidushim, Kevega asked, you have a case where they were craving Meshas the one pair of Edim, and they were craving Meshas in the Sinas Apikodin, and then they were in the Strachku. Then the Gabi the Shvua, there's no Trilosim Epsul because the Iker Edis is Meshas the Shvua. Well, the Gabi the Mamain, they were related. And they can't be Moitzi Mamain, and therefore, over there wouldn't be Edis of Kfiras Mamain. One last Ta'ara we can mention on the next Gemara in the middle of the Amid. The Gemara says a member from Rabbi Yechanan Omar Lamaskana Kaif Mimamin Sheshla Vedim is Chayiv and Bishtar is Potter. And the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that Pshat Rabbi Yechanan, why by Shtar is your Potter? There's no din carbon of Shuas Apikadoin. So the Gemara, Mishonava Shtar Shiba Karkois. Shtar represents a Shiba Karkois, Vemavian carbon al Kfiras Shibut Karkois. Rashi says that what does it mean? Emavi and Korbin al kfir shiba karkois, because the shtar is a moment that the karkois are meshubit, and a koifer in the shtar is koifer be karkois. Zok Rashi v'kaim le kamon de einish boin al karkois. Hilkach ki yishtaba nami ein lo din chiyuv shvua. There's no chiyuv shvua legabi in karka lohavi alei korbin. It's mashma from Rashi that in order to have a chiyuv carbon of Shvuas HaPikadoin, there has to be a Chiyuv Shvua. And by Karkois, where there's no din Chiyuv Shvua, so in Mela there's no din of carbon Shvuas HaPikadoin. L'chaira, all the Achareinim ask, it's a Pella. The Chiyuv Shvuas HaPikadoin has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Shvua. Even if there's no Chiyuv Shvua, there's a din of carbon Shvuas HaPikadoin. The Marba Bekamadav Kuvav Manal says clearly that if he was Kofatz V'Nishba, if he had no Chiyuv Shvua, he just swore anyway, he's Chayav Shvuas HaPikadoin. So why does Rashi say that the reason there's no carbon Shvua by Karka is because Einish Boin Al-Karkois and there's no Chiyuv Shvua? L'chayr, with a Shvua without a Chiyuv, there's also a carbon Shvua. So why do you have to have a Chiyuv Shvua? Without a Chiyuv Shvua, if he swore falsely, he's Nishba L'Sheker L'Gavid HaPikadoin, there's a din of a carbon Shvua. Also, Bechlal, why does Rashi need this time? The Gemara says it's from a klal uprat uklal that when Mimai Shvuas HaPikadoin bekarkois. So why does Rashi have to say because Einish Boin ala karkois? The Gemara is Mimai it from a klal uprat uklal. And Bemizur Dar Sameach in Perches Michus Gzela asks this on the Magen Mishnah in Gneva Veda. Over there, the Rambam says that there's no din Shvuas HaPikadoin bekarka because it says v'chichesh ba'misoi Yotzu Karkois. And the Rav Magid says that the Rambam mentioned that Einish, these are things that Einish Boin Alein. Like it says in Shpech Shvus HaDayonim. There's no Chaymish, even if you Nishba. That's the words of the Magid Mishnah. So Meach asks, what do you have any reasons for? That you, what he dashim v'chichesh? First of all, you don't need a reason because he dashim v'chichesh. And also, without a chiv shvur is a chiv shvur sapikot. And again, the same kasha. The Magen Mishnah is saying that since Einish Boin Alein, there's no chiyuv, no chiyuv shvua, so there's no chaymish even if you are nishba. That's not true. Even if you're nishba, even without a chiyuv shvua, the din is that there is a din shvua sapikot. So some achrayim want miyashiv the Rashi by saying as follows. We pass Einish Boin al Karkois. That means that there's no Shvua Veidecha, no Shvua by the Mikzas, no Shvua Sashayim by Karka. But let's say you Teveach Avera Mono, and he's Moide that he owes you Karka. Moide Karka is Kofr Metaltalin. So Gemara Leiden Naflam Chesem Bey says, you're not Chayv Shvua by the Mikzas, because Einish Boin al Karkois. L'chayr over there, the Hoidah was in Karka, but the Kfira was in Metaltalin. So even though normally, when there's a Moide Mikzas, that's Machayv Shvua de Reisa, and if the Moide Mikzas in Karka is Einish Boin al Karkois, but over here, the Kfir was a Metaltalin. So why is there no Chiyuv Shvua? So the Birch HaShmuel, but the Kaman Simon Lamed Beis, brings the Shem Reb Chaim, that the Avon in this is, because the din of Einish Boin al Karkois, it's not just Amah Halocha, there's no Shvua in Karka. The din of Einish Boin al Karkois is that a Taina and Kfira on Karka is not a Taina and a Kfira, which is Mechayiv HaShvua. Only a Tvi of Metaltalin is Mechayiv HaShvua. But a din of dvarim on karka, a tviya and a kfira on karka, the nidin is karka, that's not machayev shvuah. So v'meila, even with the haidah is karka, you're also not chayev shvuah. Because the tviya is on that also. If there's a tviya on karka, a tviya on karka is not machayev shvuah. So ibazay, maybe Rashi means over here by us, that since there's no chayev shvuah on a tviya of karka, so too there's no din of shvuah sapikodin. Meaning that even though be'etzem we see from the Gemara and Baba Kama that you don't have to have a chiyuv shvua in order to have a din of shvua sapikodin, but a tefiyah that can't mechayev a shvua does not could be is not mechayev a shvua sapikodin. You have to have a chol apachis a tefiyah which is mechayev a shvua, which is minyanit a shvua. If it's minyanit a shvua, you can have a shvua sapikodin. You don't have to have a chiyuv shvua in order to have the din of shvua sapikodin, but you have to have a tefiyah which is shayach lechiyuv shvua, and karkoy is bechlala not shayach. To the tviya masa matan and karka is bechlal not shayach to chiyuv shvuah. It's nismayet not just like from the chayvus hashvuah. It's nismayet from the maisa shvuah. The maisa shvuah always comes through a siba of kfir and haidah. That's mechayev shvuah. You don't even that's not mechayev a shvuah by karka. Even that's not mechayev any shvuah by karka is bechlal. The male there wouldn't be a din of shvuah safikodin by karka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mechleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.